Indianapolis. Scoring. Hey, I think we are going to have a party here tonight. Oh yeah. Right. Welcome to be back. Don't you know that I miss you? Okay, this one's for the Wings fan.
Love is blind. What I love about Thank you. That is the one and only wardrobe change of the whole evening. Okay.
Let me roll it.
Hey, listen, thank you for this brilliant welcome. That's beautiful. Thank you. And that last little bit there we put on the end of that was as a tribute to the late, great Jimi Hendrix. And I tell a story. I was very lucky to meet Jimmy in the 60s. And he came to London, you know, he kind of started really out of London. And I knew him, he used to hang out with him, he's a great guy. And one of the greatest tributes he ever paid me or any of us was that we'd released Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band record on the Friday night. We used to release records on the Friday. 2 days later, by the Sunday, he'd learned it and he opened his act with it. And that was pretty cool. And he's blazing away, you know, he plays and then he goes into a long solo and he's got his vibrator arm, this Bixby arm here, and he's doing all that stuff, you know, through the middle of it. It's great to listen to, but the thing is, it's through his guitar wildly out of tune. So he's standing there, like, wondering what to do. Looks in the audience, he says, "Is Eric out there, man?" Looking for Eric Clapton, you know? And Eric was out there. But he's cringing down. He doesn't want to know. Jimmy looks at him and says, "Hey, man, will you come and tune this for me, man?" Eric says, "No." "Tune it yourself." Okay, the reason I got this guitar out here is that this is the original one I played on the record in the 60s.
Daddy, man.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
So, a little while ago I was on holiday and it was raining all the time. And I kind of apologized to my wife, Nancy. I said, I'm sorry about this, but she doesn't know. It's okay. Have a good time. So I wrote this next song for Nancy. She's here tonight. This one's for you, Nancy.
Yeah.
I wrote this next one for Linda.
Baby, I'm a man of the world. Yes, I am falling.
During the show, we're going to be doing a couple of songs that we've never done before in Indiana. We've never done till this tour. So here you go, first time for you tonight. Every day she takes a photograph with me. Another bit of your mind says, yeah, I can't read them, it doesn't matter. So, Some of them I don't get. I mean, what's this mean? We stole your goat joke. Abe's goat joke. Abe's goat joke. I still don't get it. Oh, well. Please sign my butt. Well, come on, let's have a look at it. In the 60s, there's a lot of troubles going on, particularly in the southern states in America, over civil rights. And we would hear about this, you know, in England. And I wanted to try and write a song that if it ever got back to the people going through the struggles, it might just help them a little bit through them. This is this song. Singing in the middle of the night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life you won't wait for this moment to rise. Blackbird singing in the middle of the night. Sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. Sometimes you want to say something nice to someone, but you think, I'll just put it off till tomorrow, you know, spooky. But suddenly it can be too late, you know, if they move away or if they pass away. And you think, I wish I'd said that to them. I wrote this next song after my dear friend John passed away. Let's hear it for John! That I didn't ever have with him. But if I said I really knew you well, what would your answer be? If you were here today, time we met. Well, I suppose that you could say that we were playing hard to get. We didn't understand a thing, but we could always sing. What about the night we cried? Cause there wasn't any reason left to keep it all inside. Never understood a word, but you were always there with a smile. And if I say I really loved you and was glad you came along, then you were here today. But you were in my song. Thank you. Well, there you go. If you think of saying it, say it now.
When you made a rest, did you don't fall?
Thank you. Cheers.
This is another of the songs that we've never done before this tour. So first time in Indianapolis, first time in Indiana, first time for you.
Sweet.
Show in the center of Kiev, and they love that one. Oh, hey-ho. Next song is another one from Sergeant Bevis, and this is one that we've never done ever till this tour. We just recorded it and never played it. So we're gonna play it for you tonight. Here we go.
Of course.
I know a lot of you out there know that George Harrison is a really good ukulele player. So let's hear it for George. Actually, this ukulele was a gift from George, a Gibson. So he really loved the ukulele, you know, and he got into it so much. He was actually in a fan club of a guy called George Formby, who was, he was very popular like in the 1940s, our parents' generation, you know. And George was in the fan club. He used to go to the fan club meetings up in Blackpool, and there'd be about 60 of them all sitting around playing. And I had a ukulele, and I was round at his house one night, and we were just jamming, and I said, I've learned one of the songs that you wrote on the ukulele. So we played it together then, and I'm going to play it for you now. Something in the way she moved, I tried to be like a woman lover. Something in the way she moves me, I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe her now. Somewhere in a smile she knows that I don't need no other lover. Something in a style that shows me won't leave her now. She know I believe in her. You're asking me, will my love grow? Thanks, folks. Thank you. And thank you, George, for writing that one. Okay, in the middle of this next song, there's a bit where we'd like you to sing on your own. Okay? So I'll just say, okay, now you, and you will sing most gloriously.
Oh, yeah.
Oh!
Yeah, back in the USSR. Thank you. You know, for years we've been wanting to go there just to play that song to them, you know. And we did eventually get it. We were invited to be the first rock and roll group to play in Red Square. Yeah. So, you know, that was really quite an occasion. It was a great show, and the Ruskies were really rocking, you know. It was, I think one of the surprising things, though, for us was getting to meet the members of the Russian government. This was Moscow, Red Square. So, and I say, if you'd told me when I was a kid, one day, my son, you will meet President of Russia, you will meet the Defense Minister, you know, it would be impossible. I would have that way. But there we were, I meet them, and this guy comes up to me and somebody says, he's the Defense Minister, you know, of Russia. Come on. So I say, hello, how are you? Привет. And he says, well, first record I ever bought was Love Me Do. It's true, I swear. And then this other big guy comes up, he says, we learned English from Beatle Records. He says, hello, goodbye.
Thank you.
Living makes you feel it cry. To live and live. Okay guys, one more time, just the boys. Now this time, just the girls, come on ladies. You sound so sweet, one more time, come on girls. Come on.
Station.
laughing, we snoring, we bopping. One, two, three, four.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. Listen, you've been a fantastic audience tonight. You really welcomed us to Indiana. Thank you. But there does come a time when we've got to go. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But listen, to bring you a big show like this, we've got a lot of people you can imagine working here. So I want to thank them all. We've got the guys out on the sound, on the lights, on the video screens, on the guitars, the pianos, the drums, and all the equipment, the people who rig all of this, people out the back there, we got the truckers. So I want to give a big thanks to the best crew on the planet. And I want to thank this fantastic band of mine. Yeah, hey, Quinn, Brian, Rusty, you guys are boys. Oh, yeah. Fantastic. But we say this every time, but it's true. Most of all, we want to thank you. That's quite so fun. Thank you. Hey, Indianapolis, you have been fantastic. We thank you so much. I'll tell you what, we'll see you next time.